That was a tune called Neighbor's Ivy, composition by Joe Doria, who was heard there on organ with his group McTuff. Dan Heck was on guitar and Byron Vannoy at the drums. Thomas Marriott on trumpet for this group, recorded during the opening weekend of the Earshot Jazz Festival in Seattle. The group played at Tula's on October 10th. Our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. And thanks also to the staff at Tula's for helping to make it possible, and the Earshot Jazz Festival. John Gilbert, executive director. Only three concerts remain in the Earshot Jazz Festival, all at the Triple Door. Chris Potter's trio tonight, Sarah Gazarek on Monday night, and Hugh Masekela on Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest today. This was a Hatch Cover production. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley
Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Sometime in the late 50s, somebody got the idea that Basie's band, Count Basie, should do some of the old tunes that they did, but in the idea of old bottles, new wine, that is the form and the structure of the composition that they did before, but touching it with a new arrangement, and of course the band had changed and the personnel, and so there'll be different solos and so on. So four from 1960 of Count Basie doing just that for Roulette Records, Count Basie. bottles, new wine. Count Basie's piano, his orchestra, 1960 for Roulette Records. The idea being to go back and get out some of the old charts from the early band of Basie and see what would happen with different arrangements, perhaps a little bit, but certainly different soloists because the band contained different musicians at the time. We heard Broadway, written by Henry Wood, Down for Double by the band's longtime guitarist Freddie Green, featuring Billy Mitchell on tenor sax and trombonist Al Gray. Lester Leaps In, featuring Frank Foster on tenor. And Jumpin' at the Woodside had Thad Jones trumpet, Foster again on tenor. And throughout, on guitar, Freddie Green. On bass, Eddie Jones. And on drums, Sonny Payne. And, of course, Count Basie at the piano. Another example of a band of artists staying together for decades. Traveling around the world. Traveling around the country, visiting your hometown, perhaps. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. And support for KPLU comes from
Sound Credit Union, where every member is also an owner. Sound has 23 full-service branches from Tumwater to Linwood, all staffed with real human tellers. More at soundcu.com. Sound Credit Union. We never forget it's your money.
All Things Considered goes where you are and takes you places you've never thought to go.
Right now, the wildfire threat in the Pacific Northwest is
this month marks 10 years since Katrina bore
Michael
down.
Brown in Ferguson, Eric Garner in New York, Tamir Rice in Cleveland.
And every day, the KPLU news team takes you from riverbanks with spawning salmon to the inner offices of our state capitol to tell you more about the place you live.
There's more to every story.
All Things Considered, weekdays from 3 to 6:30 on KPLU.
Thomas Fats Waller at the piano and singing his rhythm, his band, Victor Records, 1934. Believe It, Beloved. J.C. Johnson wrote that. Bill Coleman, trumpet. Gene Cedric on clarinet and tenor. Al Casey, guitar. Billy Taylor playing the bass. Harry Dial on the drums. I'd like to chase Stars Fell on Alabama, a composition by Frank Perkins and lyric by Mitchell Parrish. First, 1934, trombonist Jack Teagarden and his orchestra. And then 1950, pianist Al Haig and his band.
Moonlight and magnolia, starlight in your hair, all the world a dream come true. Did it really happen? Was I really there? Was I really there with you? We lived our little drama. We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly. A fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beats like a hammer. My arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night. Planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and you in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beats like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
Stars fell on Alabama a couple of times for you. First, Jack Teagarden, his trombone, his voice. 1934 for Brunswick Records, and his brother Charlie Teagarden had a nice trumpet solo in there. Then a jump to 1950, Prestige Records pianist Al Haig, Tommy Potter bass, and Roy Haynes on drums, and their version of Stars Fell on Alabama. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University, now offering a non-credit certificate in maritime management for working professionals. Information about this and other continuing education programs is available at plu.edu/continuing-ed.
Ellington's orchestra in Los Angeles, 1941, and a composition called Have You Changed? Ellington's piano, Harry Carney's baritone saxophone. And that plaintive tenor saxophone solo was Ben Webster. From the same session, Rain Check, written by Billy Strayhorn, and Blue Surge by Duke Ellington's son, Mercer. Thank you. Ellington's 1941 band in Los Angeles. Rain Check by Billy Strayhorn with Juan Teasel's valve trombone, Ben Webster tenor, Rain Ant's trumpet. Blue Surge by Mercer Ellington, Rex Stewart cornet, Joe Nanton trombone, and Ben Webster on tenor saxophone, Duke Ellington. Right here on 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from
UW Medicine, reminding listeners that November is open enrollment. More information about how its primary and specialty care clinics serve all patients at uwmedicine.org.
Hi, I'm KPLU Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick. As the first voice you hear in the morning, giving you the news you need for the day, I'm constantly searching for stories that affect you, your commute, and your community. At the end of each morning, I want you to feel completely informed. It's why I get up so early to make it happen. You get stories that matter from someone who cares every weekday morning on 88.5 KPLU.
Lonnie Johnson now, his guitar, his voice. The piano is Roosevelt Sykes. The two compositions are by Johnson. The year is 1938. And the record company is Decca.
Thought the world seemed lonely when you've got to battle it all by yourself. Don't this world seem lonely when you've got to battle it by yourself? Even the one you love turned their back on you for someone else. My mother and dad left me when I was too small to help myself. My mother and dad, they left me when I was too small to help myself. And my sisters and brothers drove me away to somebody else. So many nights I tramped through the rain from door to door. So many nights I tramped through the rain and snow. I wanted to go back home, but I ain't welcome there no more. Fatherless, I'm almost friendless too. I'm motherless and I'm fatherless. I'm almost friendless too. Seems the world is down on you. No one knows what to do. Rocks was my pillow, and the cold ground was my bed. Rocks was my pillow, cold ground was my bed. The blue skies was my blanket, and the moonlight was my spray. Thank you. Good morning, blues. Why have you been so long? Good morning, blues. Why have you been so long? I just stopped by to leave you enough of worries to last you while I'm gone. My brain is cloudy, my soul is upside down. My brain is cloudy, my soul is upside down. When I get that low down feeling, I know the blues must be somewhere close around. The blues is like the devil, it comes on you like a spell. The blues is like a devil, comes on you just like a spell. Blues will leave your heart full of trouble and your poor mind full of hell. Some people say there's no blues, but that story is old and stale. Some people say there's no blues, but that story is old and stale. The blues will drive you to drink and murder and spend the rest of your life in jail. The blues and the devil is your closest friend. Blues and the devil is your two closest friends. The blues will leave you with murder in your mind. That's when the devil out of hell steps in.
Lonnie Johnson singing, playing his guitar, Roosevelt Sykes on the piano. 1938 Decca Records, Friendless and Blue, Devil's Got the Blues. Lonnie Johnson. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, always happy to be with you on Sunday afternoon. Solo piano now, James P. Johnson, 1943, Blue Note Records.
Thank you.
James B. Johnson, solo piano, 1943 for Blue Note Records, a couple that he wrote, Gut Stomp and J.P. Boogie. Alfred Lion and Francis Wolfe, the two very bright people who started Blue Note and carried it on for a long time, had quite a variety of great music that they recorded because they liked a variety of great music. And they weren't looking at the pocketbook. Big difference. They approached Johnson and said, get a band. He did. And they recorded J.P. Johnson's Blue Note Jazzmen, 1944. Wilbur de Paris trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Edmund Hall clarinet, Johnson at the piano, Jimmy Shirley on guitar, Al Lucas on bass, and Arthur Trappier playing the drums. James P. Johnson's Blue Note Jazz Men, 1944, for Blue Note Records. Wilbur DeParis, trumpet. Vic Dickinson, trombone. Edmund Hall, clarinet. Jimmy at the piano. Jimmy Shirley, playing guitar. Al Lucas on bass. And Arthur Trebier, playing the drums. They played Tishomingo Blues by Spencer Williams and Walkin' the Dog by Shelton Brooks. James P. Johnson. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming worldwide at KPLU.org. All right, all that stuff. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And this is Lucille Bogan.
Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. I can't make my living around this town. Cause tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. I said tricks ain't walking. Tricks ain't walking no more. And I've got to make my living, don't care where I go. I need shoes on my feet, clothes on my back. Get tired of walking these streets all dressed in black. But tricks ain't walking. Tricks ain't walking no more. I said tricks ain't walking. Tricks ain't walking no more. And I see four or five good tricks standing in front of my door. Please help me, they look on my lead. Four or five good tricks is all the money I need. But tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. Tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. And I can't get a break, don't care where I go. Got a market across the street where I sell my meat. But tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. I said tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. And I can't get a break, don't care where. Ducking and dodging the Cadillac squad. But tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. I said tricks ain't walking, tricks ain't walking no more. And if you think I'm lying, follow me to my door.
Lucille Bogan, Chicago 1930, Brunswick Records, on the piano Charlie Avery, on the composition They Ain't Walkin' No More. Lucille Bogan. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. And support for KPLU comes from
the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
All Things Considered goes where you are and takes you places you've never thought to go.
Right now, the wildfire threat in the Pacific Northwest is extraordinary.
This month marks 10 years since Katrina bore down.
Michael Brown in Ferguson, Eric Garner in New York, Tamir Rice in Cleveland.
In Kentucky today, a county clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses.
There's more to every story.
All Things Considered, weekdays from 3 to 6:30 on 88.5 KPLU.
This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And this Tuesday, trombonist Roswell Rudd moves into 80 years of age. I've had conversation with him for a while and discussing his history and the music that he played and so on. He's still active. He practices his horn every day. And he's had quite a career. Varied as well. And in some ways, not at all. I brought two things from his first important gig when he was a student at Yale University. In 1955, for Columbia Records, he was in a band called Eli's Chosen Six, with Lee Lorenz on trumpet and Rudd playing trombone, on soprano and clarinet Pete Williams, at the piano Dick Voigt, string bass Bobby Morgan, and on drums Lyman Drake. And here they are, Roswell Rudd and the Eli Chosen Six. Eli's Chosen Six, a group of Yale University students, 1955, playing St. James Infirmary and That's a Plenty. And in there, Roswell Rudd, at that time a student there as well, playing his trombone. And he's moving into 80 years of age this coming Tuesday. A jump now from 1955 to Paris in 1999, when Roswell went to Paris to meet up with his friend Steve Lacy, who plays the soprano sax here and leads the ensemble in a way. Jean-Jacques Avenel plays the string bass, John Betch the drums. We will hear The Door, written by Lacy, and Monk's Dream, written by Thelonious Monk.
Thank you. Thank you.
Roswell Rudd and Steve Lacy in Paris, 1999, for Verve Records. The Door, written by Lacy, and Monk's Dream by Thelonious Monk. With them, Jean-Jacques Avenel playing string bass and John Betch on the drums. This is part of a little celebration here for Roswell Rudd as he approaches this Tuesday his 80th birthday. Happy birthday to you, Roswell. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And support for KPLU comes from
UW Medicine, reminding listeners that November is open enrollment. More information about how its primary and specialty care clinics serve all patients at uwmedicine.org.
The University of Washington, where students pursue possibilities through hands-on research. More than 7,000 undergraduate students actively research topics from the environment to engineering to medicine. More on how UW students are driven to discover at uw.edu.
Hi, I'm KPLU Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick. As the first voice you hear in the morning, giving you the news you need for the day, I'm constantly searching for stories that affect you, your commute, and your community. At the end of each morning, I want you to feel completely informed. It's why I get up so early to make it happen. You get stories that matter from someone who cares every weekday morning on 88.5 KPLU.
Thank you.
That was Wes Montgomery at the guitar, Melvin Ryan on organ, and Paul Parker playing the drums. 1959 Riverside Records, Round Midnight by Thelonious Monk, and Echo by Horace Silver, his first name spelled backwards. Here's the composer, Horace Silver, 1952, Blue Note Records, Gene Ramey at the bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. We will hear Echo and Ellington's Prelude to a Kiss. Horace Silver Trio, 1952 for Blue Note Records. Echo, his composition, and Prelude to a Kiss, Duke Ellington's composition. Gene Ramey bass on Echo and Art Blakey drums, and then Curly Russell comes in to play bass on Prelude to a Kiss. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5. We're very much alive for you. I'm happy to have you out there. I am. Charlie McFadden, 1929. Roosevelt Sykes on piano. Lonnie Johnson on violin.
She understands. Francisco sing. You can't live on Harlem without you getting the rain. You can't hardly live in Harlem without you getting the rain. The whole Seventh Avenue, they have learned how to buy their things. Some buy it high and some buy it low. Some buy it high and some buy it low. I would not buy one, baby, to save your soul. Some like say molasses, they stop with the bread they make. Some like say molasses, stop it with the bread they make. No, you ain't gonna do buy that thing right in my face. I had a friend, had a gal, they are not together now. Had a friend, had a gal, and they are not together now. Seems like you'd buy that thing, mama, anyhow.
Charlie McFadden, 1929, OK Records, Roosevelt Sykes Piano, Lonnie Johnson Violin. Misunderstood Blues and his Don't Bite That Thing. Charlie McFadden. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9, Cedro Woolley, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. This program is the Art of Jazz. On the Job Now, a concert in France, 1971. Mosaic Records brought this out on one of their jazz icons. Johnny Griffin, tenor sax, René Oetringer playing the piano, Bobby Cullis playing string bass, and Arthur Taylor on the drums. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Harvey. Blues for Harvey. Harvey. Harvey is my favorite Danish bartender. Delos Mirel. And now I'd like to do a, that was an original tune. I'd like to do another original tune called When We Were One, a ballad.
Johnny Griffin, live on the job concert, 1971. His tenor saxophone, Rene Oettinger, playing the piano. Aubrey Cullors playing the string bass, and Arthur Taylor on the drums. Two of them by Griffin, Blues for Harvey, and When We Were One. That's part of a package that Mosaic does of film of great jazz performances called Jazz Icon. And that's on the one for Johnny Griffin. And they're wonderful to watch and hear, of course. And they were able to find those things is quite something. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And support for KPLU comes from
the musical law firm of Manzello and Stritch, representing instruments of brass and wood in odd design, Manzello and Stritch, where every good boy does fine.
All right, Ed Ronco, time for the lightning round. I'll give you the clues and you name that radio show. Get all five right and you win. Ready?
Ready.
Leaves, rain, Halloween.
Fall, things considered.
Nanotech, babies, Ozzy Osbourne's IQ.
Small, things considered.
Banana Republic, Sunglass Hut, PF.
Mall, things considered.
Caesar, Druids, Visigoths.
Gaul, things considered.
All of the above and the rest of the entire universe.
All things considered.
The winner and still champion.
Weekdays from 3 to 6:30 on KPLU.
And now two of my favorite vocalists for you, right here. And shall I tell you any more about that? Can you guess who they are? it would be fun. We used to do that, actually, a long time ago. I would, Gay Anderson, who lovingly ran New Orleans Cafe and Pioneer Square. I knew her for a long time, and she would give me gifts, certificates for dinner there, you know. We'd have trick questions. Or just general questions. I mean, nothing really too startlingly difficult. But nevertheless, here are two of my favorites.
Yeah! When he stomps his feet, he sends me. out with this line. I want to talk to that high brown of mine. Tell me how long will I have to wait?
Won't be that long.
Please give me 298. Why do you hesitate?
Good number for tomorrow, Velma.
Oh, what you say? Can't talk to my brown. A storm last night blew the wires all down. Now tell me how long will I have to wait?
Come on in this house, gal.
Oh, why'd you tell me now? Why do you hesitate?
Come on in there, man. We're going in there.
Beau proposed to me, said he'd be happy if his wife I'd be. Said he, how long, baby, will I have to wait? Come be my wife, my Kate. Why do you hesitate? Was just for a start. He left that night on the cannonball. Honey, oh honey, how long will I have to wait?
I don't know about you, baby, but I'm ready now, and I ain't hesitating either.
Oh, won't you tell me now, baby, why do you hesitate?
Bessie Smith, the first one, 1933, her last session, with Frankie Newton playing the trumpet and Buck Washington on piano. Give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer. And Louis Armstrong, Chicago, 1954, doing W.C. Handy's Hesitating Blues, his trumpet, his vocal, and assists by Velma Middleton and her fine singing. For Columbia Records, right there. This is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from
Visit Kitsap Peninsula, celebrating November with guided and self-guided tours of salmon returning to native spawning grounds, historic waterfront towns, art galleries, shops, and restaurants featuring salmon-inspired art and foods. Tour and lodging info at kitsap.com.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fats Navarro played his trumpet in the beginning of that set, 1947, for Savoy. He called it Ebbop, bebop spelled backwards. Baritone saxophone Leo Parker, Tad Dameron piano, Gene Ramey on bass, Denzel Best on drums. Edmund Hall played his clarinet, 1944, It's Been So Long, written by Walter Donaldson, Benny Morton's trombone, Harry Carney's baritone saxophone, Don Fry at the piano, Everett Barksdale guitar, Al Raglan on bass, and Sid Catlett on the drums. Then two solo piano by Pete Johnson, 1940, for Decca, Blues on the Downbeat, and KC on My Mind. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Support for KPLU comes from
UW Medicine, reminding listeners that November is open enrollment. More information about how its primary and specialty care clinics serve all patients at uwmedicine.org. Thank you.
sun. And west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear. Near to the sun in the day, near to the moon. Of the sun and west of the moon, east of the sun and west of the of life to a lovely tune, east of the sun and west of the moon, east of the sun and west of the
Chasing East of the Sun, Charlie Parker, 1950, his alto, Joe Lippmann's arrangement of East of the Sun for him, written in 1935 by Brooks Bowman when he was at Princeton, and the Triangle Club was putting together a stage show called Stags at Bay, and we need another number, so he just wrote that one, music and lyric. Lee Wiley sang it. 1956, arrangement for her by Ralph Burns, RCA Victor Records. Here's Miles Davis.
Hee hee.
Thank you.
Davis from 1959 for Columbia played Blue and Green with a beautiful solo on the tenor sax by John Coltrane. Burt Bales solo piano, San Francisco 1949 for Good Time Jazz, chewing Jelly Roll Morton's Midnight Mama. Right there for you. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. Right there. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks a lot for being out there.
Thank you, Ken Wiley, for another great afternoon of jazz. Ken, you're a gem, a rare, rare gem. I've got All Blues coming up next, right after Stardate.
Stardate, November 15th. A little goat scampers high across the sky on autumn nights, the Star Capella. It represents the shoulder of Auriga the charioteer, although its name comes from a Latin term for a small female goat. Capella is one of the brightest stars in the entire night sky. Like many stars, though, there's more to it than meets the eye. It's actually a system of two